Psalm 130 for today. I'm keying on verses 3 and 4. If thou, Lord, should markest iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Wow. If God, if anyone marks iniquities, right?
Yeah.
Can you stand? But it's for a reason. It's for a reason that we might know that we need him. J. Vernon McGee says, thank God that he is not going to judge us according to our iniquities. If God judges us that way, we would all be lost. It is because of his mercy that he saves us. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Amen. Adam Clark says, if thou shouldest set down every deviation in thought, word, and deed from thy holy law, and if thou shouldest call us into judgment for all our infidelities of both heart and life, O Lord, who could stand? Who could stand such a trial, and who could stand acquitted in the judgment? It is a most solemn saying. And if we had not the doctrine that is in the next verse, who could be saved? But there is forgiveness with thee. Thou canst forgive. Mercy belongs to thee as well as judgment. The doctrine here is the doctrine of St. John. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. Not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. Jesus has died for our sins, therefore God can be just, and yet the justifier of him who believeth in Jesus. That's old English, as Adam Clark wrote, but it packs a whale of a meaning. Thank you for your mercy that overcomes every deviation in thought, word, and deed that causes iniquity to reign in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. You set us free.
Yes.
You came and you did what was necessary for us. Let's stand and let's look at this verse from the New Living. Let's say it together and then follow it with the verse from the Message. Let's say these together. Lord, if you kept a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. And from the Message, if you, God, kept records on wrongdoings, who would stand a chance? As it turns out, forgiveness is your habit, and that's why you're worshipped. Forgiveness is his habit.
That's great.
What a delightful habit to have.
Yes, indeed.
Forgiveness is his habit. Let it also be ours as we forgive others, that we might walk in the light of our God.
Amen.
And shine forth that light even in this season.